Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们早。
It's always good to be together in the presence of the Lord.
我们能够在主前，我们聚集在一起，总是非常快乐的。
We're thankful that we've had some times together during this weekend to fellowship on this book of, not the book, the letter to the church in Philippi.
很高兴我们在周末，我们能够在腓立比这封书信上面有一些交通。
We've seen as we've looked into this letter of Paul's great love for this church.
我们记得这个书信，我们看到保罗对这个教会的这个大爱。
This letter is unique from many of the other letters that Paul wrote.
这封书信跟保罗其他书信有一些特，有一个独特的地方。
Most of the other letters that Paul wrote were more theological in nature.
其他保罗所写的书信大部分都是比较偏于理论上面。
But this is a true love letter in a spirit of fellowship with those that he had a long-standing relationship with.
但这封书信是他跟他在一起常常有这个在一起相聚的这些人的一封情书。
Paul has experienced the faithfulness of those dear ones in Philippi for many years.
保罗经历了在腓立比这些信实的信徒的这他们信实的奉献。
And now, as Paul is in prison in Rome towards the end, after the end of the book of Acts.
现在保罗他现在在罗马的监狱里头，这是记录在使徒行传末后。
He writes this very intimate letter to those that are upon his heart.
他写这封信给他心上非常亲密的这些人。
And it's such a blessing within this letter that the true spirit of this letter is love and joy and rejoicing.
非常感谢他这封信是表达了非常的很多的爱跟他的喜乐。
We see how much Paul is in love with the Lord and through that in love with those in Philippi.
我们看到保罗真正的他表达了对主的爱，也表达了对腓立比人的爱。
And in spite of the circumstances that he finds himself in Rome, he's there rejoicing in the Lord.
虽然他在罗马的境况并没有那么好，但是他在主里还是常常喜乐。
This letter to the church at Philippi is a true testimony of the love of Christ.
这封写给腓立比的书信是真正对主的见证。
And as we have fellowshiped together in this letter, we saw in chapter 1, Paul was testifying of the confidence he had in the love of Christ.
我们在交通这封书信的时候，我们在第一章看到保罗对主的信心。
He was confident of the very work that the Lord had begun within those believers, the Lord was going to finish it.
他非常深信主在这些信徒们身上所动的善功必定成就。
He was confident that even though he himself was in prison, that was being used of the Lord for the furtherance of the gospel.
他非常的深信即使他身在监狱里头，主还是利用这个事情将他的工作继续的推广。
He was confident in the Lord that whether he lived or whether he died, the love of Christ would be all sufficient for him.
他也非常深信不论他是生是死，主的爱对他是足够的。
Do we have that confidence in the love of Christ in our lives?
我们是不是真的在我们的身上也能够对神的爱有这样的信心呢？
And then Paul opens this second chapter within this letter of the magnificent display of the cost of the love of Christ.
然后在第二章，保罗又看到这个因着耶稣的爱，他所付出的代价。
If there is any doubt in anyone's mind of how much Christ has loved us, we simply have to read the first part of chapter 2.
如果我们任何人对耶稣对我们的爱还有一点怀疑的话，我们只要读第二章的前半段。
We see the one who left the splendor and the majesty of heaven and came in the form of a babe, walked upon this earth in rejection, and ended up being obedient unto death at the cross.
我们看到主抛弃了他在天上荣耀的地位，成了一个卑微的婴孩，他在地上卑微的行走，然后最后很卑微的死在十字架上面。
And then God in His great mercy raised Him from the dead and seated Him on high, that one day every knee would bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord.
然后主，我们的神将耶稣从死里复活，将他提升到天上，坐在神的宝座右边。将来我们要看到万膝当跪拜，万口当称颂我们的主。
And we're so thankful today that we can make that confession.
我们感谢我们今天我们能够承认我们是罪人。
As we see the love of Christ displayed unto us, our response is to bow the knee before Him.
当我们看到耶稣对我们的爱，我们的反应就是我们要在他面前屈膝，向他敬拜。
The most precious time that we have had here in Seattle was about an hour ago.
我们在西雅图最宝贵的时间是大概在一个小时以前。
As we gathered in the Lord's presence at that table,
就是我们在主的饼和杯面前，我们
在 with that weekly fresh reminder of the cost that our Lord gave.That he went through, that we could be called sons of God.
这再次的提醒我们，主所付出的代价，让我们能够成为神的儿女。
Oh, how the love of Christ has captured us!
啊，主的爱是怎么样的吸引我们
？And if we find ourselves being drawn by the things of this world, would we return to that simplicity and purity of our devotion to Him?
啊，如果我们发现我们被世上的事情所吸引，我们是能够回到主这种简单纯洁的这样的爱里头。
We saw in chapter 2, Paul gave two precious examples of young men who had been captured by the love of Christ.
啊，我们看到第二章主给了两个年轻人做例子，他们怎么样被神的爱所吸引。
And in that same spirit, we saw what it cost them within their lives to respond to that love.
然后我们看到同样的圣灵在他们身上怎么样动工，让他们怎么样对主的爱有一样的回应。
As we looked at one Timothy and another Epaphroditus.
我们看到提摩太，又看到以巴弗提。
But then in our lives, is there really any cost?
然后在我们的身上，我们是不是有付出这样的代价呢
？Because this is Paul's testimony in chapter 3.
这是保罗在第三章所做的见证。
As Paul testifies of how in his life he was constrained by the love of Christ.
保罗见证说他的一生是受到爱的约束。
He has that marvelous testimony of all things that were counted as gain to me, they're simply lost now.
他这样的做见证，以前凡他看成有益，如今都当为有损的。
It really, once Paul was captured and constrained by the love of Christ,
这是保罗被神的被基督的爱所吸引和约束。
He counted all things as loss.
他看凡事都是有损。
They were of no value.
他们对他毫无价值。
Because he had entered into the preciousness of his Lord's love.
因为他进入神主宝贵的爱里头。
And we saw when we looked at Paul's life.What this meant to him when he said, "All things that were gained to me, I have counted as loss."
他我们看保罗一生，他讲这句话，凡是他看为有损的是什么意思呢
？This wasn't just a flippant statement that Paul made.
这并不是保罗突然心血来潮所讲的一句话。
Because Paul, through as he had grown up in the greatest culture of history, that of the Greek culture.
保罗他所活在当时的环境是最那时候最伟大希腊文化里头。
He had all of the legal entitlements of a Roman citizen.
他有着罗马公民的一切特权。
He had the greatest heritage of that Jewish tradition.
他有最丰盛最伟大的那些犹太人的传统。
He had the greatest education that could be offered at that time.
他那时候也受过最高等的教育。
And he had the highest profession that any good Jew would attain to.
然后他当时的行业也是那时候犹太人最羡慕的行业。
Paul was a man of the world, and the whole world was open to him.
保罗那时候他是前途无量的。
And yet one day on that road to Damascus, when he encountered the living Christ, all of that was counted as loss.
但是当那一天他往大马士革的路上，他见到主的时候，一切他都看为有损。
And we find ourselves holding on to things that are of such little value.
我们发现我们自己常常抓住那些没有毫无价值的东西。
Because we haven't encountered that love of Christ.
因为我们还没有碰到主的爱。
We hold on to our reputation.
我们紧紧抓住我们的名声。
We hold on to our status.
我们抓紧我们的地位。
Holding on to our image.
我们抓紧我们的名誉。
Holding on to our desires.
我们抓住我们的欲望。
Simply because we have not tasted.Of the goodness of the Lord.
这只是因为我们还没有尝到主的良善。
Would we see in a fresh way the great love of Christ that has been poured out into all of our lives.
我们是不是可以重新看到主在我们身上所倾倒出的大爱呢？
Now as we come to chapter 4 this morning,
我们今天早上看到第四章，
we have the precious testimony of Paul that in spite of any circumstances that he found himself in,
我们看到保罗他所做的见证，不管他身处的境况怎么样，
there was a contentment in the love of Christ that he had learned.
他在主的爱里头，他学习到满足。
And I think particular in these days that we are finding ourselves in.
我很感谢我们今天我们的境况，我们所发现的，我们处在的境况。
With everything around us being shaken.
我们周围的事物都受到动摇。
Do we know the contentment of the love of Christ in any and all circumstances?
我们是不是在凡事上都因着神的爱，我们有这样的满足呢？
So let's read chapter 4.
我们来一起读第四章。
We'll read it in English, and if the other ones in Chinese can just follow.
我们用英文来读，读中文的就一起来跟着默念。
Philippians chapter 4. Therefore, my beloved brethren, whom I long to see, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord, my beloved. I urge Euodia and Syntyche to live in harmony in the Lord.Indeed, true comrade, I ask you also to help these women who have shared my struggle in the cause of the gospel, together with Clement also, and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I will say rejoice. Let your forbearing spirit be known to all men. The Lord is near.Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, shall guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely,Whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence, and if anything worthy of praise, let your mind dwell on these things. The things you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly,that now at last you have revived your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned before, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak from want, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am. I know how to get along with humble means. I also know how to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret.Of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. Nevertheless, you have done well to share with me in my affliction. And you yourselves also know, Philippians, that at the first preaching of the gospel, after I departed from Macedonia, no church shared with me in the matter of givingand receiving, but you alone. For even in Thessalonica, you sent a gift more than once for my needs. Not that I seek the gift itself, but I seek for the profit which increases to your account. But I have received everything in full, and have an abundance. I am amply supplied, having received from Epaphroditus what you have sent. A fragrant aroma,An acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God. And my God shall supply all of your needs according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Now, to our God and Father, be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Greet every saint in Christ Jesus. The brethren who are with me greet you. All the saints greet you, especially those of Caesar's household.The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. As we look at this fourth chapter to those in Philippi,
当我们看到这四章书信讲到腓立比的人
，we can roughly divide it into three sections.
我们可以大概把它分成三段。
In the first seven verses, Paul is testifying to encourage those in Philippi that the Lord is near.
在前三节，他主要是鼓励这些腓立比的人，我们的主已经近了。
And then in verses 8 and 9.
然后八到九节
Paul challenges those in Philippi to what he has shared with them and what they have seen to put into practice.
保罗挑战这些腓立比的人，他们所看到的，他们能够实行出来。
And then in verse 10 to the end of the chapter is this testimony of the contentment that he has learned in the love of Christ.
然后第十节到最后，他讲到他因着耶稣的爱，他所学习到的满足。
Now in these first seven verses, Paul is reinforcing to those dear ones, the Lord is near.
在前七节，他对这些他所爱的人，他跟他们讲。
And this is a twofold testimony.
这是两方面的见证。
It's not only speaking of the Lord's soon return.
他不但讲到主要快要来。
But also that the Lord is very near, in fact, within their very life.
而且他讲到主是非常接近，而且真正是在他们
生命。You look throughout these verses, it's the way we can enter into the reality of them.
你看这些经节，就是看到我们怎么样能够进入属灵的实地。
In verse 1, it says, "Stand firm in the Lord."
第一节讲到我们必须在主里头站立得稳。
How do we do that?
我们怎么做呢
？The Lord is very near.
这主非常靠近。
We have two dear sisters that have been serving the Lord for many years.
我们有两位姐妹，她们在主里头侍奉多年。
And yet somehow some disagreement has arisen amongst them.
但不晓得怎么搞，她们中间起了纠纷。
Paul is drawing them back.
保罗愿意将她们再牵引回来。
To where once they were of the same mind, they had the mind of Christ, they have now focused upon themselves.
他们从前他们原来是同心的，可是他们现在只专注在自己。
And what is the answer to every situation and problem that we find ourselves in?
我们碰到不管是任何的困难，我们是怎么样来处理的？
The Lord, Paul refocuses them upon the Lord Jesus. The Lord is near. You two sisters need to wake up.
所以保罗在让他们再重新专注在主的前面，因为主快要来了。
And continue in the service of faithfulness that testifies within your life.
我们继续的施行我们对主的信实。
How can we rejoice in the Lord always?
我们怎么样永远在主里面保持喜乐？
The reality the Lord is near.
主进来的主前主已经进的事实已经靠近我们。
How can we let our forbearing spirit be known to all men?
我们怎么样让我们身上的灵让所有的人都能够看到呢
？It's because the Lord is near.
因为主已经近了。
How can we be anxious for nothing?
我们能够无事就担忧吗
？It's because the Lord is near.
这是因为我们不为任何事情担忧，因为主已经近了。
Paul is testifying of the nearness of the Lord. It's very similar to his testimony in chapter 1.
保罗他见证主已经近了。跟他第一章很像
Where he testified for me to live as Christ.
因为他说我活的就是基督。
Do we daily throughout our lives, are we cognizant of the reality of the nearness of the Lord within our life?
所以我们每天的日常生活是能够表现主已经近了这个事实呢
Yes, he's coming back one day.
是的他有一天会再回来。
But he's already here within us.
但是他已经在我们里面跟我们同在。
And he wants the reality of that nearness to be manifest within our lives.
他要这种跟我们同在的事实能够表现出在我们的生命当中。
And this is what he challenges those in Philippi.
这就是他对腓立比人的挑战。
Just as we have shared with you many things,
就是好像我跟你们分享的所有的事情。
Just as we have been amongst you,
就好像我跟你们同在的
时候。Just as you have seen in our life,
就好像你看到我们生活。
Practice these things in your life,
在你们生活当中要实行这些。
Brothers and sisters, why do we even have a time like this?
弟兄姐妹，我们为什么会面临这样的境况呢
？Are we simply here to gain a little knowledge about Philippians chapter 4?
我们现在来在这边是为了要得到他们在腓立比人这样的理论吗
？If that is your goal, I can recommend several books that will do a lot better job than I can ever do.
如果你的目的是这样，我可以推荐你看一些书，比我能够讲得更清楚。
Our goal here today is to learn of Christ.
我们今天是来学神的爱。
And to, as we behold Christ, to allow the reality of that to then be practiced and put into use within our lives.
当我们看到耶稣，我们就要学习怎么样将我们所看到实行在我们的生活当中。
It's tragic within Christianity today.
我们现在有些基督徒面临这样的一种的悲剧。
How so often we just want to gain more and more knowledge.
常常我们愿意吸收更多，越来越多的知识。
And we should hunger to know more of the Word of God.
我们对神的话是应当有一个饥渴的心。
But does it simply go into our head and cause our head to balloon out of proportion?
但是不是就这样吸引到我们的头脑，让我们的头越来越大呢？
Or does it get worked into the reality of our lives and expressed through our hearts?
还是让我们能够吸收，让它成为我们生活行为的一部分呢？
This is what we see in this letter to the church in Philippi. This is a love letter. This is a heart.Felt letter between Paul and those dear ones that he works with.
这就是我们看到腓立比这封书信，保罗是那么亲密的写给这些人的目的。
And in the days that we're living in, and the days that we have ahead of us,
在我们现在所处的时候，还有我们前面的时候。
In many ways, it's our heart for the Lord, not our head, that will get us through.
很多时候我们是要靠着我们对主的心，而不是 靠着我们对主的头脑来帮我们度过。
Now the knowledge is important. I'm not putting that down at all.
知识是很重要，我并没有轻看。
But that is not the end. It's a means for the Lord to work His life within us.
但这不是一个目的，而是一个神借着知识能够在我们身上实践的一个手段。
That we could be the testimony of who He has called us to be.
我们可以变成他呼召我们成为的这样的一个见证。
Because as we face these days of uncertainty,
因为我们所面临的我们没办法确定的一个时代。
We can be strengthened and helped greatly by Paul's marvelous testimony here.
我们可以被保罗所做的美好的见证所坚固。
Paul testifies in verse 11 that I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am in.
保罗他在十一节他讲到我在任何的境况我都可以满足。
This was something that Paul had to learn.
这是保罗所要学习。
This wasn't something that came naturally.
这并不是他与生俱来的。
This was something that Paul had to learn by the Spirit of God.
这是保罗借着神的灵学习。
And when we look back upon the circumstances that Paul had to go through,
当我们往回看保罗所经历的事情
we see how he learned of Christ.
我们看他怎么样学习基督。
Paul was given wholeheartedly to learning of the Lord within this school of Christ.
保罗他在基督的学校里头全心的学习基督。
And we have to be aware that each one of us is in that school of Christ.
我们也必须要明白我们每一个人都在基督的学校里头。
The marvelous thing about the school of Christ
基督的学校最美妙的一件事情
is that there is only one subject.
就是它只有一个主题。
When we enroll in the university,
当我们到大学注册
we're overwhelmed with the choices and the curriculum that we can have before us.
大学的科目五花八门。
The school of Christ is very simple in this way.
但是基督的学校是非常的简单的。
You click on the website to enroll,
你到网站上去注册。
And there's only one subject.
只有一个主题，只有一个课程，就是基督。
You want to learn how to worship.
我们要学习怎么样敬拜。
We don't read a book or go to a school of worship.
我们不是读书或到一个学习敬拜学校。
We look at Christ and we look through Christ, beholding Him, we worship.
我们看着基督，然后我们来敬拜他。
We want to learn how to pray.
我们要学习怎么样祈祷。
Again, we don't sign up for a school of prayer.
同样，我们不注册去上学怎么样学习祈祷。
But we learn of Christ, and in Christ we see one who was so.In touch with his father, that it was a life of prayer.
我们看到的基督，我们跟他学习，就是他就是一个祷告的一生命。
We want to learn how to serve.
我们要学习怎么样来侍奉。
Well, again, we don't have to pick up a servant's manual.
我们一样的，我们不用看到怎么样的做仆人的手册。
But we behold the servant. And we see how he lived. Every aspect of this life that we have together, we learn from Christ himself. And this is where Paul, when he says he had learned to be content, he had learned of the all-sufficiency of Christ.
这就是保罗他所说的, 他怎么在基督里头学习, 凡事都满足。
And this was when Paul was learning this.
就当保罗在学习这个的时候,
Paul could testify and encourage those who were starting to go through some perilous times.
保罗他也可以来鼓励这些同样经过这些困难的人。
Now what is this contentment that Paul speaks of?
保罗所讲的满足是什么呢?
Actually, it's a Greek word that's this is the only place it's used in the New Testament.
实际上这个字是唯一在新约所用到的一个希腊字。
I don't know how many of you might have a New American Standard translation.
我不知道你们哪些人是用这个美国标准版的圣经。
But in the margin of mine, this word is translated literally.
但是在我的这个经文上面，它在旁边的注解，它是照着字义来解释。
The literal meaning of this word sufficient of this literal meaning of this word contentment is self-sufficient.
他这个字义上的解释满足，他解释成自给自足。
Self-sufficient.
自给自足。
Now, does that surprise you?
这是不是让你觉得惊讶呢?
Because we think of self, we think of something negative.
我们常常讲到自己，我们就讲到好像有点负面。
That sounds very odd to us.
是觉得有点奇怪。
Because Paul in 2 Corinthians said we're not sufficient in ourselves.
因为保罗在 在哥林多后书，他讲到我们自己并不充足。
However, this word is not referring to the source of one's sufficiency.
但是这个字并不代表我们自己的这个充足的来源。
But to the inwardness of one's sufficiency.
而是我们内在我们的自己的充足。
Paul was not content in his outward circumstances.
保罗并不
But there was an inward contentment that he had learned. And this was his testimony for me to live as Christ. When Paul says he was self-sufficient, it was not his sufficiency in Paul. But his sufficiency in the life of Christ within Paul. Paul could testify of this marvelous grace of God.
保罗他可以见证,
he says that even though presently I have no outward comforts or anything to be of sufficient to me,
虽然在外表来看,
nothing that is bringing pleasure to my life as I sit chained to this Roman guard in prison.
我现在正跟罗马的兵丁所靠在一起，在外表来看，我并没有任何满足的地方。
Yet the life of Christ within me satisfies everything.
但是在我里面，基督的生命能够使我满足。
There are many paradoxes in this Christian life.
我们基督徒的生命有一点矛盾。
It's always similar to what Paul testified in 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书保罗所做的见证，在第六章，
he says, as having nothing yet possessing all things. I have nothing and yet I possess all things.
我虽然一无所有，但是我样样都有。
Now we have to be clear with this, what Paul is saying.
我们必须要对保罗想讲有一相当的明。
This wasn't just some fatalistic statement that Paul was making.
这并不是一个非常悲观的观点。
He was not just saying whatever will be, will be.
他并不是说要来了就来嘛。
This is he wasn't just being fatalistic, but he knew of the Lord's heart and the Lord's plan for his life.
他并不是非常悲观，而是他知道主的心，主对他的计划。
You know, we in ourselves we get so affected by outward circumstances.
我们常常被外在的环境所影响我们的心。
Paul here knew of a sufficiency through all of the circumstances of life.
但是保罗在那边学习到，不管碰到什么样的状况，他都能够满足。
We have situations at home, we have situations at school, we have situations at work and with our family. They just keep us stirred up.
我们在学校、在工作或者在家里，都常常有这些情形让我们不安。
Earlier in this letter to those in Philippi, he says, don't murmur, don't grumble about situations.
在前面他跟这些腓立比人讲，他说你们不要抱怨这些事情。
Because what is mumbling and grumbling?
这边低头埋怨抱怨呢？
It's really doubting the all-sufficiency of our Lord.
这是就是对主他一切充足的供应的这个埋怨。
It's doubting His ways, doubting His faithfulness, doubting His provision.
这是怀疑主的供应，主的信实。
So we get all fretful and anxious, and all of a sudden we take things into our hands.
所以因为我们充满了忧郁，我们就把事情抓在自己的手里。
And we think that we know best.
我们认为我们知道的最多。
If you look back in the Old Testament.
那你如果看到旧约
，We know that Samuel, when he was talking with Saul,
我们知道撒母耳当他跟扫罗说话的时候
，He said, Samuel said, I will be back and I'll offer this sacrifice.
撒母耳跟扫罗说我会回来来献祭。
But the outward circumstances of the people were starting to mumble and grumble, and Saul felt intimidated.
但是这个外在环境，人们开始抱怨那。扫罗他就开始想要有。
So instead of trusting in the provision of God, he took things into his own hand and offered up this sacrifice.
所以他那时候没有信靠主的供应的丰富，他就靠着自己，他开始自己献祭。
How often when we find ourselves in situations do we try to solve them ourselves?
多少时候我们发现我们自己想要来解决自己的问题
？Oh, Paul had learned this secret.
但是保罗他学习到这个秘诀。
Of whatever circumstances he was in, he knew that there was a place of rest in the Lord Jesus Christ.
不管他在什么样的境况里头，他知道在主基督里头都有这样一个平安的所在。
Do we know of this sufficiency of the love of Christ?
我们是不是知道经过基督的爱，我们有这样的满足呢
？Paul in the letters that he wrote to the different churches.
保罗在写给各个教会的书信里头
，Two of them really speak more of Paul's personal relationship with these churches.
有两封书信，他特别是写到跟他的教会的一个亲密的关系。
Beside this one to Philippi, we have Paul's second letter to those in Corinth.
还有除了这个腓立比书以外，还有哥林多后书。
And within that letter where Paul is pouring his heart out to those dear ones, he testifies over and over again of the sufficiency of the love of Christ.
在那封书信里头，他怎么样跟他们知心的交谈，一再的讲到主耶稣基督里头的这样的丰富。
Let's just look at a couple of those verses.
让我们来看这一两段经文。
If we look at 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
我们看到哥林多后书第三章。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul has this marvelous testimony.
在哥林多后书第三章，保罗有这样美好的见证。
If we look at verse 5, it says,
我们看到第五节。
Not that we are sufficient in ourselves to think any things is of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God.
并不是我们凭自己能承担什么事，我们所能承担的乃是出于神。
Paul's testimony was he knew there was no sufficiency in himself.
保罗的见证是他知道在他里头并没有并不能承担任何事。
And now remember who was saying this.
我们记着这是谁在讲这个话。
Because yesterday afternoon we looked at Paul the man.
因为昨天下午我们看到保罗这个人
，with his great Greek culture, with his Roman heritage, with his Jewish education and tradition,
他经历了希腊文化，他这样的犹太人的传统，他受过高等教育。
If there was any man in the world that had sufficiency within himself, it would have been Paul in that hour.
如果有任何人他能够自己承担事情的话，这就是保罗。
Yet he had come to see that all of that.Was insufficient in light of the all sufficiency of Christ.
然后他明白到除在只有在神的身上才能找到一切的丰盛。
We look later on in 2 Corinthians chapter 9.
然后我们看到哥林多后书第九章。
This is a marvelous verse that I would encourage everybody to memorize.
这是一个很好的章节，希望大家能够记起来。
This is one of my regrets as I have gotten older.
这是我越来越老以后我唯一的这个遗憾。
That when I was young, I did not take the opportunity to memorize scripture.
当我年轻的时候，我没有好好的记忆这些经文。
And do you know why I didn't take those opportunities?
你知道为什么我没有把握那些机会吗
？Because I thought Mac was sufficient.
因为我知道我靠着我自己
I could handle things.
我可以承担一切事情。
You know, to me, the Bible was almost like the emergency fire alarm.
对我来说，这个圣经就好像这警报器，你有事才去拉的。
I had many capabilities.
我有很多的能力。
And I could go through life, but every once in a while I'd hit a hard place.
我在我生活当中偶尔我会碰到难处。
So I'd have to get my Bible down, dust it off, look through the pages.
所以我要把我的圣经拿出来，把上面的灰尘掸掉，然后看某些章节。
I'd find a verse.
然后我发现我找到一句章节。
I'd read it and I'd pray, and God in His mercy would answer our prayers.
然后我就读我祷告，然后主因着他的慈悲怜悯，他会
回应我的祷告。And as soon as I was out of that crisis,
当我脱离这个险境以后
，What happened?
我怎么做呢
？The Bible went back on the shelf.
我就把圣经摆回书
架。And away I went.
然后我又继续做
着事情。Waiting for that next crisis.
我等候下面一个危机。
But praise God in His love for me, He let me go into crisis after crisis.
但是感谢神，他让我一再的经历这些危机。
And I'm still learning.
我还是在学习。
I'm my heritage. I'm from Scotland.
我是从Scotland 苏格兰来。
And one of the great characteristics of the Scots is stubbornness and pride.
所以苏格兰的传统就是非常固执而且骄傲。
Now, when I was younger, I thought this was called fortitude.
当我在年幼的时候，我觉得这是一个这个叫做非常巩固的这种一个城堡。
You try to dress it up, make it look pretty. We call it fortitude.
我们常常想要将它美化，所以我叫这一个城堡。
When you see the Lord, it's just stubbornness and pride.
当我们主看到我们这样的固执跟骄傲。
This is why this verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 has meant so much.
这就是为什么这哥林多后书第九章这一节对我来说非常的有意义。
As we read this marvelous verse, it said, And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. Verse 8, I'm sorry.
神能将各样的恩惠多多的加给你们，使你们凡事常常充足，能多行各样善事。
How much grace does the Lord cause to abound toward us？
神在我们身上有给我们怎么样的恩赐呢？所有的恩赐。
That He's all sufficient in all things。
他在所有的事情都给我们各样的恩惠。
The Holy Spirit puts that little word "all" in there for our sake。
圣灵把这些所有这个字摆在里头是为着我们。
He knows that if it wasn't there when we would read it, we would find a loophole.
他知道如果没有讲这些凡事，我们读到之后，我们就会找这个破洞。
We would find some exception, but in order to shut the mouth of the enemy, he says all sufficiency in all things.
为了我们不去找漏洞，他就把这个凡事常常充足，凡事加在里头。
We know of Paul's testimony later in this letter.Of when, as he was praying about that thorn in the flesh, the Lord's answer was, "My grace is sufficient for thee."
后来在这个哥林多后书，他为了他身上的刺来祈求的时候，主说，我的恩惠够你用。
Paul's sufficiency was not a theory or a thing; it was a person of the Lord Jesus Christ.
主的保罗他的充足并不是一个理论，而是在主耶稣基督的身上。
And it's all sufficient in every situation.
他是凡事常常充足。
Paul knew the sufficiency of that love of Christ.
主认识了耶稣基督的充足。
And it reminds me of a story of a famous preacher from England, C.H. Spurgeon.
我想起了在英国有一个著名的传道人叫斯布珍。
Spurgeon was a big, he was,Well, he was, how do we say it polite? Well, he was obese.
斯布森他是他是这个过胖，他饮食过度了。
And he loved to eat.
他很喜欢吃。
This is before the days of cholesterol and all that stuff.
在那时候还没有这种胆固醇的事。
But after the Sunday service, he went home with his farmer.
在有一天主日后他回去跟一个 农人在一起。
And he had a great feast at this farmer's house.
他在这个农人的家里有一个盛宴。
And so after the feast, they go out into the barnyard and they're walking around.
到最后吃完饭以后他们就到这个 农场里头他到处走。
And Spurgeon, he's so full from eating so much.
斯布森他肚子吃得饱饱的。
He kind of rears back and he looks up on top of the barn.
他往后仰他看到那个农仓上面屋顶上。
He sees one of these wind vanes.
他看到有一个这个风车 风向标。Yeah.
And there's something written on it, but he can't tell what it is.
上面有写个字他看不太清楚。
And so he asked the little farmer, what is that?
所以他就问那农人说那个是什么呢。
Now, this farmer was about 4'2".
这个农人他只有42寸高。
He was a hard worker, but he was a small man.
这个农人他工作勤奋但他很矮。
So he looked up and told Brother Spurgeon, it says God is love.
他往上看然后他跟斯布森讲他说神就是爱。
And Spurgeon was very indignant.
所以斯布森就很生气。
And in this pompous way, he says, God is love.
他就这个很道貌岸然他讲说神是爱吗
how dare you write God is love on a wind vane?
他说你怎么可以把神的爱放在风标上面呢
That's so precious, that should be in your house over your mantle.
他说这个是这么宝贵的一句话他应该放在你家里火炉上的一个标志。
And this little farmer, he kind of picked himself up and...tried to speak.
这个农人他就自己站起来他想要说话。
And he says, I put it on that wind vane because I know whichever way the wind is blowing, God's love is sufficient.
我把他那个神就是爱摆在风向标上面因为不管碰到任何的事情
if it's,
神的爱他是充足的。
If it's a cold north wind,
不管是寒冷的北风
if it's a storm coming in from the west,
或者从西边来的风暴
if it's a warm breeze from the south,
或者从南方来的温暖的微风
God's love is sufficient whichever way the wind is blowing.
主的爱不管是在风向是怎么样吹它都是充足的。
Do we know of that sufficiency in the, as the wind blows in our life?
当我们在我们的身上生平若碰到不同的风向的时候我们是能感觉这样的一个充足
This is the reason Paul is pouring his heart out to those dear ones at Philippi.
这就是为什么保罗向这些腓立比人书的人掏心讲的这些话
To prepare them for the days ahead.
他为他们将来要来的日子做预备
And this is why the Lord is crying out to us in this hour.
这就是为什么主在这个时刻向我们呼叫、
okay.As we, that we as the people of God would be prepared.
我们做神的子民我们是不是预备好了呢
How do we learn of this contentment?
我们怎么样学习这样的满足
How do we learn of this all-sufficiency?
我们怎么样学习凡事充足
It's by daily being cooperative students within the school of Christ.
而是每天都做一个在这个基督的学校做一个合作的学生
It comes back to this basic matter of consecration.
我们每天来到这个分别为圣的这个简单的
of daily yielding our lives unto him
每天我们都将我们的主权交出来
not so much to do something for him but letting him live through us
并不是我们为他做什么而是让他在我们身上而活
it's precious throughout scripture how different ones learn these lessons
在我们圣经里头我们可以看到很多人他们学习不同的方式来学习
we can think of the history of Joseph
我们看到约瑟的一生。
If anyone was treated wrongly for being faithful to the Lord, Joseph was such a man.
如果有一个人他正因为对主的信实被人家冤枉的话，这个所碰到各种不同的遭遇，这个约瑟是个代表。
Joseph was faithful to his father.
约瑟对他的父亲非常信实。
He gets sold as a slave.
他被卖为奴隶。
He was faithful to his master within his house.
他对他家里的主人信实。
He gets betrayed by the wife and thrown into prison.
他被家主的太太冤枉，被下到监狱里。
As you look through Joseph's life,
当我们看到约瑟的一生
，there's no mumbling or grumbling.
他从来没有抱怨。
But Joseph knew, and his testimony at the end was.
但是约瑟知道他将来所做的见证是什么。
When his brothers finally came and the Lord brought them all back together,
当他的兄弟们跟约瑟再度见面的时候
he said, guys, you didn't do this to me. The Lord did this.
这个事并不是你们做在我身上，而是神所做的。
Joseph knew of the hand of God and the all-sufficiency of God because one of the precious testimonies of Joseph's life is it says God was with him.
所以约瑟知道神所做的一件神的充足，他因为他知道神在他身上所做的事情。
Now let's remember when we're speaking of this sufficiency, we're speaking of an inward reality of knowing the peace of God.
所以我们所谓的充足，就是我们在我们内在，我们能够经历到神的这个信实。
We're not talking about sitting there so stoically with looking good outwardly.
我们并不是在那边庄严静静的坐在那边，好像外表看得非常的敬虔。
Many can sit real quiet in the midst of a storm, but inside there's turmoil, just going round and round, chewing themselves up.
很多人在经历风暴的时候，他可以很安静的，好像外表安静坐在那边，可是他内心是波涛汹涌。
It's not just enduring it and baring our teeth and gritting it out.
并不是咬着牙关忍过去。
But there's an inner peace.
而是我们内心有的平安。
There's an inner peace that's holding us.
有这个内心的平安帮我们支撑我们在。
And Paul is able to testify of this, that he says in all and every circumstance.
所以保罗他也是能够做这样的见证，就是我们凡事都充足。
And it's precious how as we look at this verse 11.
让我们看第11节。
He says, I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am.
我无论在什么情况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。
He's using the present tense there.
他这边用的是个现在式。
Because so often after we go through something,
因为常常我们当我们经历某些事以后,
we can look back,
我们可以往回看,
and we're very peaceful, very content.
然后我们非常的满足，非常的平安。
And we can say, oh, God carried me through that.
我们可以说神带领我们走过。
And out of all of this I learned.
我也学习到这些功课。
But how did we react in the midst of that?
但是当我们在困难当中，我们怎么样反应？
Paul's not giving a past testimony.
保罗并不是给一个过去的见证。
He's saying in the very circumstance that I find myself in at this moment, I am content.
他说我现在所处的境况当中，我觉得满足。
Again, not in myself, but because of the love of Christ that is holding me.
他们并不是因着我自己，而是耶稣基督对我的爱，他支撑着我。
You know, praise God, brothers and sisters. Our Lord is not looking for perfection within our lives.
感谢主，我们的主并不是在我们身上找寻找完美。
He's looking for the life of His Son to grow and be manifest through our lives.
他在寻找是不是他的儿子的生命能够在我们身上彰显出来。
What is one of the greatest ways that we learn?
我们能够学习最好的方式是怎么样？
At least in my life, one of the greatest ways we learn is through failure.
我从前认为我们能够学习最好的方式就是经过失败。
Because really the greatest tragedy of any failure is not learning.
因为所有失败最大的悲剧就是你没有学习。
So maybe we go through a crisis at home or work or school.
也许我们在学校、在工作或者在家里我们碰到的危机。
And we don't handle it in such a godly way.
我们并没有照着神的方式来处理。
But we have an opportunity there.
但是我们在这里有个机会。
You say, Lord, I see that as I went through that crisis, I tried to handle it in myself.
我们跟主说，是主，我面临这些危机的时候，我尝试用自己的方式来处理。
And instead of being ruling over those circumstances, I came under those circumstances.
所以我并没有办法掌控这样的状况，而是我被这样的状况所掌握。
Lord, I want to take this time now to learn of you.
主，我要利用这样的机会，我来向你学习。
So that as the next situation comes,
所以当下一个危机来临的时候,
I would not try to find my sufficiency in myself, but I could find it in you.
我不要再尝试从我自己找到充足，而我在你身上找到充足。
Because we know that it's coming.
因为我们知道将来是要发生这些事情。
Are we really content where we are today?
我们是不是对我们今天感到满足呢？
Are we content in our homes?
我们是不是对我们的家庭感到满足？
Are we content in our families?
我们对我们的家庭是不是满足？
Are we content in the situations we find ourselves in?
我们是不是对我们的境况感到满足？
Or are we always find ourselves murmuring and grumbling about everything?
还是我们凡事常常抱怨呢？
Are we content within our place within the body of Christ?
我们在基督的身体是不是感到满足呢？
God in His great love has placed each one of us as members in the body of Christ.
神借着爱把我们弟兄姐妹摆在一个身体里头。
And the beautiful thing about the body of Christ is the great diversity that there is here.
基督的身体最美妙的一件事情就是我们有许多的不同在同样的身体。
How dull the body of Christ would be if we were all accountants.
如果这个基督的身体每个人都是当这个会计师，是不是很无聊的一件事？
We need the artist. We need all of the great diversity.
我们需要非常的不多，非常多的这个不同。
And the same thing within our, just look at our physical bodies.
就像我们的身体。
Oh, all the parts are essential, and when they flow together, there's a beautiful harmony and picture.
我们身体各个部分配搭在一起是非常的完美美妙。
And this is what the Lord is jealous for amongst His people.
这就是我们的主在他的子民当中火热的原因。
Tragically, so often we think, some of us, we can think too little of ourselves.
常常我们自己看自己看不起。
Or some of us think a little high of ourselves.
常常有的人觉得自己非常了不起。
It's really not a question of thinking too little of ourselves or too high of ourselves.
这个并不是我们看自己不行，或者是看自己非常了不起的。
It's an issue of not thinking of ourselves.
而是我们不要想到我们自己。
We're saying no to ourselves and yes to Him.
我们对自己说不，然后对我们主说好。
But would we see that sufficiency of how much we need one another in this hour?
我说我们看到我们的在主里头满足，我们就知道我们彼此是多么的需要。
Because Paul was able to testify in this verse,
因为保罗他在这个经节他这样的见证。
That he knew of the sufficiency of the love of Christ that brought about this contentment in all and every circumstance.
因为他知道在基督里头的充足，给他在凡事都能够觉得充足满足。
Now there's a great variety of circumstances that we all find ourselves in.
我们所面临的状况非常多不一样的地方。
We can have the circumstances in this country now where ones are losing their jobs.
我们可以像在这个国家很多人面临失业。
The world is shaking and people's retirement plans and 401ks are gone.
这个世界受到动荡，然后很多人退休金也没有了。
We have, I know back in Richmond, several of the large companies are in bankruptcy.
因为我知道在 Richmond 很多公司已经破产了。
A couple of brothers worked for a company that went bankrupt. They had retired. They had health benefits. They no longer have health insurance.
有两位弟兄，他们在这个破产公司工作，他们退休了，他们本来有保险，但现在健康保险也没有了。
You can think of a situation in Mumbai.
你可以想到在孟买的这个情况
，peaceful one day，
他有一天是和平的
，the whole world， their whole world turned upside down，
然后他们的现在他们的这个情况就完全不一样
，many circumstances，
有许多的状况
，even if we look at Paul's life， we can see all of the things that he went through shipwreck and beatings and famine。
即使在保罗身上，我们也可以看到他船翻了，然后他遭毒打。或者下监狱。
Paul is able to testify that regardless of the circumstance that he found himself in, he knew of the contentment, the all-sufficiency of the love of Christ.
所以保罗他可以做见证，他不管碰到任何的境况，他都可以知足，是因为基督的爱。
Look at these verses again.
我们再看这些经节。
As we've read verse 11, if you go on to verse 12,
我们看第十二节。
Paul says, I know how to get along with humble means.And I also know how to live in prosperity.
我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎么样处丰富。
Now, can we testify of that?
我们能够对这些事情做见证吗？
Or when we find ourselves in humble means,
当我们处卑贱的时候，
what are we looking for?
我们要寻求什么？
Are we looking for a way out?
我们寻求怎么样出路呢？
Looking for the prosperity that we can get out of our circumstance.
我们寻求我们怎么样能够得到丰盛，不再处卑贱。
Paul knew of the all-sufficiency of the Lord right in the middle of the circumstance.
所以我们要知道，在我们这样的情况当中，我们可以学习到主他的丰盛。
He wasn't governed by the outward.
这并不是被外在的环境所。
When he was with those that didn't have much.When he was with those who didn't have much,
他当他跟那些并没有许多东西的人在一起。
Paul's heart attitude was the same as with those who had plenty.
保罗他的心态跟那些非常凡事都有在一起的人，他的心态是一样的。
That's how he says, in any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both having abundance and suffering need.
或饱足或饥饿，或有余或缺乏，随是随在，我都得了秘诀。
Now this is a great secret to learn.
这是一个很好的秘诀，我们
必须要学习。Whether he's having an abundance or going hungry.
或者是他饥饿，或者是有余。
This would be one of the greatest challenges for a Chinese to have to go hungry.
这是对中国人一个最大挑战，我们面临饥饿。
We got the being filled part down pretty good.
我们必须要非常的饱足才行。
But that going hungry,
但是饥饿
that goes against everything within us.
这对我们的传统是非常。
Paul knew of a sufficiency there.
但是保罗他知道这样的丰足。
And then he has this marvelous testimony in verse 13.
然后他在第十三章有美好的见证。
I can do all things in Him who strengthens me.
我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
Now is this Paul boasting of himself?
这保罗是不是在吹捧自己呢
？I can do all things.
他是在自夸吗
？No, Paul is humbling himself here.
不是，保罗他是在卑微自己。
Because Paul is saying his strength is in the Lord.
因为保罗他说他的力量在主那里。
He knew the Lord is his strength. The Lord is his portion.
他知道主是他的力量，是他的份。
And that through this, Paul knew that whatever was ahead of him, the Lord would carry him through, not somehow, but triumphantly.
然后借着这个，他知道将来不管发生什么事情，主都会带领他走过，而且是得胜的走过。
Brothers and sisters, the marvelous thing about our Lord.
对我们主有一件美妙的事情
is he in many ways is like a personal trainer for us.
因为他在很多方面都像一个个人的这个训练的者
You know, now in this day of physical fitness,
因为现在我们常常喜欢去做健身
you can go to the health club and you have your own personal trainer.
我们到健身房，我们有个人的教练
and they look you over.
然后他看着
He said, "Oh, we need to adjust here."
然后我们刚这边需要调整一下。
He told me I need to get rid of this.
他说我这个腰围要减。
And all of the various personal program designed for you.
因为他们对你个人有各样不同的这个运动的节目。
And each one of us has a personal trainer within called the Holy Spirit.
我们每个人，我们都有一个个人的教练在我们里面，叫做圣灵。
And the Lord, He knows us far better than we know ourselves.
因为我们的主对我们自己还了解我们自己。
And He comes in and He says, "Okay, Mac, you need to go through this right now."
他来到我们里面，然后他说 ，Mac， 你必须要这样子做。
And I don't want to go through that.
他说我不想要经历这样。
It's like when I go to the gym.
就像我来到这个健身房。
I don't want to be there doing sit-ups.
我不要那边做仰卧起坐。
I want to do the bench press.
我想要来做举重。
I want to keep strengthening my upper body.
我想要将我的上
背。I'll do bench presses all day.
我可以整天来举重。
But I don't want to do any sit-ups.
我不要做这个仰卧起坐。
But he says.Sit-ups, Mac.
然后但是他说 ，Mac， 你要做仰卧起坐。
And don't eat as much cake.
And 不要吃太多的蛋糕。
Well, the Holy Spirit does the same thing within our Christian life.
同样，圣灵在我们基督徒的生活当中也是这
样做。He sees those areas that we're really relying upon ourselves and we don't know the Lord.
他看到我们很多事情，因为我们不认识主而依靠我们自己。
And He orchestrates our lives in such a way that we'll learn more of Christ in these areas.
他开始支配我们的生命，让我们能够更多学习主。
But what do we do?
我们怎么做呢
？We look around, we see other brothers and sisters.
我们看到我们周围的弟兄姐妹。
And we say, but Lord, he's not having to do this.
那你跟主说，为什么他不做呢
？You know, Walter doesn't have to do any sit-ups.
Walter 他不做这个仰卧起坐。
You know, look at they don't have to do all this stuff. How come I got to do it?
为什么他们不做，我要做呢
？And so we're always wanting to change our circumstance.
我们常常想要改变自己的情况。
And we say, Lord, oh, if I could only go through that.
我们跟主说，如果我能够经历这个
，I didn't have to go through this.
我不要经历这个
，but I have to go through that.
但是我要经历这个。
But we're always fighting, trying to find our way out.
我们常常想要走，我们想要钻漏洞。
But praise God, His way for us is best.
但是我们感谢主，他对我们的计划是最好。
And if we can see the love of Christ and His heart for us.In such a way that what he's doing in our lives is working it for good, we'll be found cooperating with it.
但是我们若看到主的爱，他对我们所为我们预备都是最好，我们就会跟他合作。
Because Sit-ups are a lot easier to do when you're enjoying them than when you're fighting them.
因为仰卧起坐 你如果心情高兴的时候做比你心情不高兴的时候做更容易。
When we're fighting something, it makes that exercise so much harder.
当我们心里在抵抗的时候 你要去做就更难。
And the same thing within this Christian life.
同样的在基督徒的生活也是一样。
As we're yoked to the Lord.
因为我们跟主同父一轭。
As he's training us.
当他在训练我们的时候。
The more we try to kick against it.
我们想要踢那个刺。
It hurts.
这个会痛的。
It's going to keep poking us.
他一直刺我们。
Saying, go on, go on.
他说走啊走啊。
This is good for you.
这是对你好的。
But once we can have that cooperating spirit.
当我们能够有这样合作的灵。
And truly know that his ways are good and his intention is best for us.
真正明白到他的心意是好的，他是对我们最好的。
Because when we're yoked to Christ.
因为当我们跟主基督同父一轭
He says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me.
他说跟我同父一轭然后学习我的样式
The key word in that verse is me. Learn of me.
这个主要的字是我跟我学习
Learning of Christ.
我们跟基督学习
And would we be those cooperating students in this hour?
我们是不是在这个时刻我们是一个合作的学生
Now it's interesting as we look at this chapter 4.
我们来看第四章是一个很有趣的。
Because we've talked about how Paul is encouraging us with his testimony of I have learned to be content in every circumstance.
我们看到保罗怎么样用他自己的榜样来鼓励我们，他在凡事都学会充足。
Now if you look back at chapter 3,
但是你看第三章
，Would you have described Paul as a person who was content?
你会不会？觉得保罗他是一个满足的人呢
Because if you look at chapter 3,
如果你看到第三章
you have these words like, I'm pressing on, I'm pressing on.
你看到这些字说我继续的努力
You know, I haven't arrived, I'm not attained, but I'm pressing on.
他说我还没有达到我还在努力
Is this someone who sounds content?
这是不是像一个已经满足的人呢
There's a great contrast between 3 and 4.
这第三章第四章有很大的对比
It's like, Paul, what are You're doing double talk.
他说你保罗为什么你好像有点
矛盾 You're talking about pressing on and attaining.
你讲到继续努力不断前进
But now you're saying you learn to be content.
但是你又讲到你学习满足
In all situations.
在凡事都学习满足
What is it? It appears to be paradoxical.
这好像有一点矛盾
But what is Paul really saying here?
但是保罗他真正想要说的是什么呢
Paul is testifying in chapter 4 that he was content with the circumstances of his life.
第四章保罗他讲他是因着他的境况他觉得满足。
But he was not content with knowing the Lord.
但是他对认识主他并没有满足。
He was not content with how much he knew of the Lord.
他对他认识主多少并没有感到满足。
He was pressing on to know him.
他想要继续不断努力来
更多认识。But brothers and sisters, so often we get this turned around.
但是弟兄姐妹们我们常常把这个颠倒过来。
We become very content.With how much we know of the Lord.
我们对我们对主认识多少，我们觉得很满足。
But very discontented in our circumstances.
我们对我们外在的境况，我们非常不满足。
We get discontented with the house we have.
我们对我们的房子不满足。
Discontented with the car.
我们对我们的车子不满足。
Discontented with the job.
我们对我们的工作不满足。
So we've got to make more money.
我们需要赚更多的钱。
I've got to get out of this relationship.
我们必须要把这个关系搞好。
This circumstance is so bad.
这个情况太糟了。
You know, we have it all backwards.
我们把它颠倒过来。
And it's like there's a spirit of this age is not allowing us to be contented in the midst of this generation.
就好像这时代的灵让我们在我们所面临的境况我们都不感到满足。
But Paul was content.
但是那时候保罗他是非常满足。
Paul was content in whatever outward circumstances he was in.
他不管他外在的境况怎么样，他都是满足。
But he was always pressing on to know him more and more.
但是他对认识主更多，他永远是努力。
We settle for knowing him so little.
我们常常对认识他一点，我们就感到满足。
We look around our brothers and sisters.
我们看我们的弟兄姐妹。
I know more than a couple of them.
我比他这一两个还知道更
多。I'm doing okay.
说我还好。
I might not know as much as this brother.
我也许没有这个弟兄知道的多。
He's an old man anyway. One day I'll learn.
他已经这么年纪这么大，有一天我也会像他这样。
But we have it all backwards.
我们常常颠倒过来。
And so this is why the very spirit of this letter is a letter written out of a heart of love.
所以这就是这封书信的灵，它是基着爱写出来。
Paul is caring for these dear ones in Philippi.
保罗对这个腓立比的人非常的关心。
We see this care even from starting in the first chapter.
我们看到从第一章也看到这样的关
心。He praises God for the love they have.
他对主赞美他对他们的爱。
But just don't settle down in the love you have.
但是并不让他对他们的爱感到满足。
Pray that that love of Christ would abound more and more in your heart in real knowledge and all discernment.
他祈求这样的爱能够在知识和各样见识上多而又多。
You know, praise God as we can see His great love displayed at Calvary for us.
他感谢主，让他能够在我们身上看到他对我们在加勒地显出来的爱。
But at the same time, we're not like-minded.
同时呢，我们并不同心。
Allow this love to bring us into this like-mindedness of having the mind of Christ dwelling within us.
同样让这样的爱让我们能够同心借着神基督的爱。
Brothers and sisters, allow this love to keep us pressing on toward the goal for the prize of that upward call in Christ Jesus.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，让这样的爱能够激励我们不断地继续往前，得到我们应得的冠冕。
As all of these things of the world are trying to press in upon us.
在这个世界上有许多事情他想要加在我们身上。
Would we be a precious testimony?
我们是不是能够做一个宝贵的见证
？Would we be the light in a dark place？
我们是不是能够在黑暗里做闪亮的灯
？Of the all-sufficiency of the love of Christ, that our contentment that we have in Him is seen。
因为主耶稣基督里头各样的充足，是不是让我们这样的满足能够被人看到
？As we're in our school, as we're in our workplace，
不管我们在我们的学校或在工作场所
，As these shakings occur。
当这些摇动发生的时候
，As one see the reality of Christ holding us in the midst of the storm, is something they can't deny.
当别人看到我们在这样的风暴当中，主来支撑我们，这是别人没办法否认的。
They might argue and debate all day long about our theology.
他们也许为着神学可以每天不断的这个争执。
But when the life of Christ is seen in reality in somebody in the midst of a crisis, no one can deny the reality of it.
但是当在我们困难的当中，我们能够显出这样的满足，主耶稣的基督的爱能够显示出来的时候，没有人能够否认这样的事实。
And no one can rob you of the reality of His life in you in the midst of that.
也没有人能够剥夺你。在这样的危机里头还能够显出基督的爱。
While it's still called today, while it is still called today,
当我们还有今日
may we really take the opportunity to redeem the time.
愿我们能够利用这个机会我们来把握时间。
The enemy in this hour is trying to lull us to sleep.
我们的敌人想要让我们在这时候昏昏欲睡。
It's interesting the intelligence of the enemy.
这个很有趣，就是我们敌人的这个信息。
One hand, he'll use terror to try to scare us.
在一方面，他会用这种恐怖来吓我们。
But on the other hand, that's almost at the same time he's trying to use the things within this world to lull us and rock us to sleep.
同样，他想要用这世界上的一些事情让我们麻醉，让我们入睡。
That's why we're called to wake up.
所以我们呼召，我们被呼召，我们要醒过来。
And we're so thankful that we have opportunities to learn of Him.
我们感谢我们有这样的机会向他学习。
So may we be those in this hour.
愿我们是在这个时刻警醒的一群。
That are taking advantage.
我们能够把握机会。
Taking advantage of what we have in the Lord, not taking it for granted.
我们能够把握我们能够在主里头有的，而不是把它看成理所当然。
That we would be those that are used to hasten His return and not delay it.
我们是能够被他用为加速他脚步再来脚步的人，而不是来单延他再来的人。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。